32. The letters aren't blurred, Nate thought. It's a different alphabet. Cyrillic or one of those. The text wasn't a code, just a language he couldn't recognize. As he examined it more closely, he could see maybe 200 words arranged in 4 paragraph breaks and a header. The block of text ended with a closing of some sort, perhaps a name, and a date in Arabic numerals. 1895. Vic was next to him. She tilted her head to her shoulder and back.
What is that? Russian?
Nope, said Tim, shaking his head. He looked at the glowing letters through the doorway. Not Russian.
You can speak Russian?
He shrugged.
I can read it better than I can speak it.
What sort of publishing company were you running?
Asked Vic.
One that published some Russian stuff.
He glanced up at the light.
Must be some kind of invisible ink, he said. A pretty good one to have held up for 125 years.
It was sealed under the latex, said Zila. Shrink-wrapped, pretty much.
Nate turned his head towards Zila, but his eyes stayed on the letters.
Can you get photos of this?
Her lips twisted.
Maybe. It's a weird lighting setup. I've never done anything like this before.
Please, he said.
I think it's important.
Her mouth straightened out into a faint smile. Her teeth gleamed white in the blacklight.
It might take a couple tries, but I'll get it.
He looked at Tim. You're sure it's not Russian?
Positive.
Any idea what it might be?
He shrugged.
There's a couple different languages that use the Cyrillic alphabet. Could be any of them. I just know it's not Russian.
Zila shooed them out of the kitchen so she could work. She asked Tim to run to her apartment for a few sheets of foam core they could use as reflectors to get as much of the black light on the words as possible. Once he came back, she handed a white panel to each of them and posed them around the kitchen. The camera clicked again and again, and she made minor adjustments each time.
Okay, she said. If I don't have it now, I can't get it. There's got to be a good shot in there.
Nate lowered his sheet of foam core. Are you sure? She nodded.
Sure as I can be. I can go look and give you a definite.
He nodded. Zila unscrewed the camera from the tripod and vanished out the door. Tim stepped back into the living room and studied the equation for a moment. Then he peered at the words over the stove.
Written by the same person, he said.
Vic tilted her head.
What makes you say that?
Tim pointed at the date on the Cyrillic message.
They write their numbers the same way. Whoever it is does their eights so they form a wide X at the center. They also put a serif and a base on their ones.
Doesn't mean it's the same person, said Nate.
No, agreed Tim. Neither of these would count as a handwriting sample, but I don't think it's just a coincidence.
Zila knocked at the door.
We're good, she said. I've got 2 usable ones. On one, the top half is perfect.
Nate's shoulders relaxed.
Still readable, though?
She shrugged.
I can make out all the letters. I can't read it, so I guess so.
Nate's stomach gave a little twitch as he shut off the kitchen light. They headed down to Vic's apartment. Her desk still stood near the middle of the room. She'd left the computer unplugged.
That's some setup,
Tim remarked while Zila set up her camera.
Scavenged, Vic said. It's not as impressive as it looks.
He studied the computer.
You could have fooled me, he said. Are those PlayStations hooked into the system?
Vic stiffened ever so slightly. If Nate hadn't been looking right at her, he wouldn't have noticed it. She didn't look at Tim when she answered.
You know a lot about computers?
Tim shrugged. It was the practiced shrug of a man who didn't care one way or the other.
I proofed a lot of technical manuals, he said. I know a lot more than some, but a lot less than the experts.
She nodded.
A friend set it up for me, she said. I don't really know how they're wired.
Sure, he said with a nod.
Roger got home from work a little after 9:30 and joined them. A shiny leather case rested in his hand.
How do you want to do this?
Zila's going to need to download again, said Nate.
You open 16 while she's doing that. She gets back, snaps her photos, and we lock the door behind us.
Roger nodded.
Vic looked at him.
You can do this?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Pretty sure?
Yeah.
How is it you know how to pick locks anyway?
Asked Tim.
did this show a few years back and the best boy was always losing his keys, said Roger. Useless guy. Had to cut the locks off the grip truck twice and I kept one of them, just for the heck of it. Saw this movie about Houdini and it got me thinking, so I practiced on it and pretty soon I could unlock it. He shrugged. Vic looked at her door and the switch on the back of the knob.
Think you can open those?
Lock's a lock, he said. They all open the same way.
Tim raised an eyebrow.
How long does it take you?
Roger shrugged.
5, maybe 6 minutes.
Tim said nothing but gave a slow nod of his head.
Done in here,
said Zila. She twisted a knob and the camera came away from the tripod. Give me a couple of minutes to clear these out.
Looks like you're up, Nate told Roger.
They opened Veek's door. The blank face of 16 stared at them from across the hall. Zila headed down toward the stairwell. Nate stood in the middle of the hall while Veek leaned in her doorway. Roger crouched in front of the door. He had a thin metal band inserted in the knob and was working a second one in. Tim stood next to him and watched. There was a click as the second pick slid into the lock. Roger held the knob with his left hand and worked the pick back and forth with his right. His eyes closed as he focused. The faint rasp of metal on metal whispered in the hall.
Use the pry bar, said Tim after a minute. That's what it's for. Put pressure on it.
Bro, don't distract me, said Roger. I know what I'm doing.
Another minute slipped by. Nate crouched by Roger. How's it going? Roger didn't open his eyes.
Going as fast as I can, he said. Told you, this could take some time.
It'd take less time if you used the pry bar the way you're supposed to, said Tim.
One eye opened for a glare, then closed to concentrate again. The pick shifted and sank a little deeper into the lock. Roger shifted his grip and tweaked the handle. There were footsteps in the stairwell. Zila was back, clutching the camera.
You're not in yet, she whispered.
Just give me another couple of minutes, said Roger. Maybe a little more.
Veek looked at Nate and rolled her eyes.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, said Tim.
You think you can do better, you're welcome to try, muttered Roger.
His hands shifted on the pick again, and a minute later there was a click as the lock opened.
Finally, murmured Veek.
Roger turned the knob and pushed. The door to apartment 16 swung open.
Told you, he said to Tim. Just under 5 minutes.
Tim smiled and bowed his head.
I stand corrected.